Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 3099. After Matriarch Feral received the news that Shiloh fell from the building and died, she made a special trip to the hospital. Holden, who could go through the discharge procedures in the next 2 days, looked as if his parents had died. He was haggard, and his eyes were red and swollen. He had been crying for a long time. It was his younger son who accompanied him to the hospital last night. After Sage found out that his former sister fell to her death from a building, he rushed to the celebrity garden community and came back after a fight with Shiloh's two brothers. When Matriarch Feral saw the two men like this, her eyes were deep, making it impossible to guess what she was thinking at the moment. Matriarch Feral regarded the father and son in this manner. They didn't dare to express their anger and were very nervous. Holden winked at his younger son, Sage, signaling for him to break the silence between the three of them. Sage didn't dare. He wanted his father to speak. The father and son stared at each other for a while, and finally Sage spoke. He brought a chair for Matriarch Feral, placed it behind Matriarch Feral, and said to Matriarch Feral, "Mom, sit down." The Matriarch Feral family sat down. Sage hurriedly poured a glass of warm water for his mother and washed the fruits. "Don't want to eat fruit anymore. Just talk to your dad and return to the company later." Matriarch Feral spoke calmly and stopped Sage, who was about to wash the fruits. "Mom, then you talk to my dad, and I'll go outside to smoke a cigarette." Sage said this and quickly slipped out. They have been afraid of Matriarch Feral since they were young. Matriarch Feral was always very strict with them. She always insisted on her words at home or in the company and did not allow them to challenge Her Majesty as a mother. On the contrary, Holden was a gentle man and loved them very much. No matter what request they made to Holden, Holden would satisfy them as much as possible. Sometimes, in order to satisfy their requests, Holden had to go to Matriarch Feral, and then she called him A.B.T.C.H. All four siblings have the best relationship with Holden. Now, Shiloh is gone. In Sage's heart, Shiloh was always his sister. He occasionally went to Mingren community to see Shiloh. He had no other thoughts and simply cared about Shiloh. He also knew about Marco and Shiloh. He did not stop or persuade her, but felt that if Shiloh followed Marco, at least she would have a place to live and someone to protect her. Marco told Sage and Noel to keep the secret and not let the war in the Facnally KHGNLSTH ruse, Shiloh would be tortured to death. Visit noveldrama.org to read the latest chapter of this novel. Consequently, the women in the family still discovered the truth. Erica went to the celebrity garden community last is, TG Gauz OM Turcubal SHS head ait with Shiloh and almost strangled Shiloh to death. Visit noveldrama.org to read the latest chapter of this novel. Catherine also went. Sage walked out of the ward, lit a cigarette at the end of the corridor, and took two deep puffs. When the news of Shiloh's death came, neither Sage nor Holden could accept it. Shiloh was still so young, her life had just begun, and she geese tired her and orchards just wanted to force her to die. Shiloh told them that her biological mother asked her for money. Chapter 3100. At that home, Catherine had experienced bullying in the past. Even if she earned some money, someone would take it away or rob her. That was a family of vampires. Catherine was not their biological child, so forget about treating Catherine like that. But Shiloh was their biological child, so they treated Shiloh like this. Shiloh was pampered and raised in the Farrell family, how could she bear this kind of anger? They forced Shiloh to die. Sage didn't believe it at all. Sage had a strong suspicion that his brother had pushed Shiloh downstairs. In the ward, Matriarch Farrell took a few sips of the cup of warm water that Sage poured for her. After moisturizing her throat, she put down the water cup and said to Holden, lying on the bed, "Husband, Shiloh is dead, you know." Holden's haggard appearance and red, swollen eyes were visible to others. Holden did not dare to lie and answered honestly, "I knew it last night. Sage also went there. Shiloh fell, broke her head, and bloodied her head, so she went there on the spot. They said that after the doctor arrived at the scene, she was pronounced dead without even resuscitating her. Because she was already dead, there was no need for resuscitation, so doctors rushed to the scene and declared Shiloh dead after examination. They sent her directly to the funeral home." Holden said, "Wife, Shiloh definitely didn't fall accidentally. Her mother and brothers were responsible for her death. They must have pushed her down. Shiloh was not the kind of person who would commit suicide." Matriarch Farrell said nothing. Holden continued, "Wife, for the sake of the mother-daughter relationship with Shiloh for more than 20 years, would you like to investigate the real cause of Shiloh's death? We can't let Shiloh die in an unknown way. No, you resent Shiloh, but Shiloh has never thought of doing anything to apologize to you. In her heart, you know how much she respects you as a mother. She was calculated and driven to death step by step." Holden suddenly said bitterly, "It's Catherine, it's all Catherine. If Catherine hadn't come back, our Shiloh wouldn't have been forced to a desperate end. The person who plotted against Shiloh and me must be Catherine. She had no feelings for me, her biological father. She was jealous that loved Shiloh, so she used such a vicious trick to harm Shiloh and me, making Shiloh fall out of favor with you. You should be resentful and take me seriously. She accomplishes two objectives in one. If Shiloh dies, she will be able to secure her position as heir. No one can compete with her for the position of head of the family." Matriarch Farrell looked at Holden with cold eyes. She knew that Holden's emotional balance always favored Shiloh. To be honest, she was also partial to Shiloh at the beginning. Shiloh raised her and trained her to be her successor. She loved her so much, but she separated from her after she was born. She didn't even know that she was her biological daughter. She had no emotions. Normal people would prefer the person they grew up with. However, the Farrell family's rules were unbreakable. It couldn't be broken, either. If Matriarch Farrell dared to put Shiloh in power, the entire Farrell family would furpiag pincer. Ronal Ratter, HW powerful she was. Once the entire family united to turn against her, she would have no way to deal with it. Visit noveldrama.org to read the latest chapter of this novel. Later, she discovered that Catherine was pretending to be a pig and eat pal we ate Yuli e tiger a fact we me to nina's business. It was obvious that, compared with her, she was better than Matriarch Farrell. Visit noveldrama.org to read the latest chapter of this novel. Matriarch Farrell never imagined that Catherine, who lived in the countryside and grew up in an environment that was very unfavorable to her, would have much better business acumen than Shiloh. At that time, Matriarch Farrell had to sigh that the daughter of their Farrell family was really born to do business. Therefore, Matriarch Farrell began to cultivate her biological daughter wholeheartedly and even cooperated with her daughter to pretend to be a pig and eat the tiger, which confused many people. However, Holden has always been indifferent to Catherine and was seriously biased towards Shiloh. Shiloh was dead, Holden blamed Catherine. Matriarch Farrell said, "Do you know what you are talking about? The question of whether Shiloh died in an accident requires investigation, but it has nothing to do with Catherine. Yes, Catherine deceived you and Shiloh, but it was your biologic Marco wa dig the Dionite mean to de-dive you." He didn't know that his wife had added aphrodisiac to the half bottle of wine. Chapter 3101. Matriarch Farrell continued, "It's just such a coincidence that you and Shiloh, nothing happened to Catherine from the beginning to the end. Holden, Catherine did not grow up beside us, but she is our biological daughter. She is the blood of you and me, and she is our blood. When it comes to bad things, you always blame your biological daughter and throw dirty water on her. Are there any fathers like you?" Matriarch Farrell scolded Holden, leaving him speechless. After a while, Holden asked, "Shiloh, and was there a mistake, and it wasn't someone deliberately planning it?" Matriarch Farrell, "It's a mistake. If it's a conspiracy, it's your most beloved eldest son, Marco, who plotted against you. If you can accept that Marco is the one who plotted against you, then you can think of a conspiracy. Can't limit your thoughts." Holden, he didn't believe that Marco would plot against him and Shiloh. Holden had four children. Without knowing that Catherine was his biological daughter, his eldest son, Marco, and daughter, Shiloh, were the ones he loved most. Marco also had an excellent relationship with Holden. How could he possibly plot against himself and Shiloh? That was a mistake. Holden said, "Wife, you know that Shiloh and happened by mistake. Why do you want to kill them all? If you hadn't been too ruthless to Shiloh, Shiloh wouldn't have died." Matriarch Farrell sneered, "You can't blame your biological daughter, so you start blaming me? You are so jealous, do you want to avenge me? Do you want to kill me?" Holden's expression changed drastically, and he denied it repeatedly. Matriarch Farrell said coldly, "Shiloh was not my daughter in the first place. She grew up beside me, enjoyed the glory and wealth that did not belong to her, and got everything that did not belong to her. They are all my daughters, she is not mine. My daughter will naturally return everything that belongs to my daughter. Don't care what happened between her and you. Only saw my husband sleeping with my adopted daughter. Can't accept this anyway. Kicked her out and took back everything that was my daughter's, and of course, didn't feel wrong. Holden, gave you a choice at the beginning, either divorce me and make a clean break, or commit suicide and promise never to cheat again. It was you who chose the latter. Now that you have made the choice, don't regret it or be upset. If you want to vent your anger on Shiloh's behalf or want to investigate something, you can go ahead and won't stop you, but don't appear in front of me again and don't go back to my home again. Let's live separately. Gave birth to children for you, and your children have grown up and have families. After you move out of the Farrell family mansion, where should you live, and where can you take care of your old age? Tell your three sons, Catherine, they will give you some living expenses every month, but it's impossible to do anything you want Catherine to do for you. Catherine is a member of my Farrell family and the future head of the Farrell family. Holden, I didn't just feel that Shiloh was treated as our daughter for more than 20 years and died inexplicably like this. Matriarch Farrell said, did she die in vain? She died in plain sight. She had a conflict aqs. Enfiliato hey death cevps mother and brothers did not say that they wanted to find out the truth. You are not blood related. What's the relationship being traced? Visit noveldrama.org to read the latest chapter of this novel. Holden wanted to say that Shiloh was forced to die by HFOathidanid Brichtiers, GHNA the family investigate the cause of death for Shiloh? Visit noveldrama.org to read the latest chapter of this novel. But he didn't dare say such words again. He thought that debts would disappear after death. After Shiloh died, Matriarch Farrell would think of Shiloh's Chuli no longer J. Blanpichitov. Ictedly, her reaction was still so intense. Also, she had been a domineering and domineering person. She didn't love Holden, and Holden knew it. Chapter 3102. However, after decades of marriage, Matriarch Farrell had been stricter with him than with her son. It was not that she loved him much, she just didn't allow him to betray her. Matriarch Farrell said, also, that woman will die because she wants to take revenge on me. She hooked up with Marco. What does this mean? Think about it for yourself. What does this mean? Your eldest daughter-in-law is filing for divorce at home with Marco. Shiloh ruined our marriage and Marco's marriage. She deserved her death. Will not conduct an investigation into her murder or suicide, and will not permit anyone to utilize my family's connections for such an investigation. Whoever dares to use my family's connections to do that, don't blame me for being rude. After Matriarch Farrell finished speaking, she stood up, turned around, and walked out with her head held high. Holden watched Matriarch Farrell leave with fear, anger, and more helplessness. From the moment he agreed to come to her home, he couldn't raise his head or straighten his back in front of Matriarch Farrell. When Matriarch Farrell was in a good mood, his life was easier. There was also a sweet period between husband and wife. As Matriarch Farrell got older, the relationship between husband and wife became more and more tense. He always needed to accommodate her, and tolerate her. After Matriarch Farrell left, Sage returned to the ward and saw Holden's face turn pale while sitting on the bed, crying. Thinking of his mother leaving, his face became gloomy. Upon calling his mother, she informed him that following his father's hospital discharge, she had requested him to move his father into the small villa he had named for retirement. Did this mean that the father was not allowed to live in the Farrell family mansion anymore? Matriarch Farrell had never been able to forgive Holden and Shiloh from beginning to end. Dad. Sage came over and felt pity for Holden, so he took a tissue and handed it to his father. Dad, what did you say to my mother to make her angry? When my mother left, saw that her face was extremely ugly. She also stated that upon your discharge from the hospital, you would reside in the house under my ownership. Did you have a quarrel with my mother about Shiloh? We are all sad that Shiloh died, but it's none of Mom's business. Why are you arguing with Mom? Listening to Sage's words, Holden thought sadly that this was the sadness of the Farrell family's son-in-law. No matter what the conflict between the couple was, the children felt it was his fault. They all thought that he should not anger his wife. It was his wife who was like this. He heard that the new head of the Farrell family treated her husband very well when he came to visit her. The relationship with her husband's family was also very harmonious, and the family lived happily. Unlike his wife, the Jansen family always treated him like an almsgiver. Every time his parents and family came over, his wife did not entertain them but asked the butler to entertain NG, at his warrant Mdbad / Atrol. He was the only one who took his three sons back to attend the funeral. His daughter's surname was Farrell, and his wife did not allow her to follow him back to Jansen's house. He's sending his old parents off for the last time. Visit noveldrama.org to read the latest chapter of this novel. The unreasonable person was his pillow. Not all the heads of the Farrell family were like this. Did your mother really say that? Holden became even more sick. Mve mother flo so wa fies mito die. Could dare to quarrel with your mother? In front of your mother, am worse than a dog. Visit noveldrama.org to read the latest chapter of this novel. Holden wiped his tears and said, I just wanted your mother to investigate Shiloh's deaths. Bnt of got four adti how can say that Shiloh has been my and your mother's daughter for more than 20 years? How could she be so ruthless?